Podcasting from inside my suitcase somewhere in the world, this is the Radiant Navi Podcast, a place for lupus warriors who do and desire to travel the world. I'm your host, Radiant, founder of Radiant Navi, a lupus warrior of 20 years, kidney transplant recipient of 15 years. Discover lupus organizations around the world. Learn tips to help you travel your world safely and enjoyably. Meet lupus warriors who travel the world already, and so much more. So let's pack our bags, plan trips, board trains, get on ships, ride in cars, catch planes. Let's just get out of here. Agnes Replier said, "The impulse to travel is one of the hopeful symptoms of life." Welcome, warriors. Just to handle a little housekeeping, I want to remind you that everything that is said on this podcast is subject to the approval of your doctors, your medical care professionals, and those who love and care for you. I am not a doctor. I am a lupus warrior just like you. So remember, run everything by those who look out for you. That means your medical care professionals and yourself. All right, let's get it going. As lupus warriors, if you're a caregiver, the child of a lupus warrior, a family member of lupus warrior, we are all well acquainted with getting our blood checked and just with labs, and more labs, from the complete blood count to the comprehensive metabolic panel to the lipid panel to the ANA test, PTT, INR, our urinalysis to 24-hour blood, to 24-hour urine being checked. We know that all of these things are important, and they are very, very important before a vacation. And you know what? We're going to talk about today about how early and why they're important and how major it is to have it right before we go on vacation. All right. So stay tuned, and there'll be more after these event announcements. Hey warriors, here are some lupus events coming up soon, hopefully in an area near you. The Lupus Advocacy Center in Nigeria will be doing a media sensitization tour for World Lupus Day. For more information, follow them on Instagram at Lupus Advocacy Center. Shout outs to the Bermuda Lupus Association. They're celebrating their fifth anniversary of being in existence. Follow them on Instagram at Bermuda_Lupus_Association. The Hyde Park Chicago Ultraviolet Lupies are having a fundraiser art show on May 19th. They'll be showcasing unique and original work of local and national artists. All contributions will help raise funds for the Ultraviolet Lupies walking team, who will be in the Chicago Walk to End Lupus. Please support them. They are one of the dopest lupus associations. All right, guys. So now, my hometown of Detroit, the Lupus Detroit group, will be having on May 18th their 7th annual brunch called The White Affair. For tickets, go to www.lupusdetroit.org. All right, guys, those are some of the events happening. Look, as you know, tomorrow is World Lupus Day, so there are things happening everywhere around the world. So follow your favorite lupus group, lupus foundation, lupus individual, and see what they're doing. See whom they're connected with, and plug in, tap in. All right, girls and guys, purple everywhere. All right, guys, Radiant out. I usually inform my doctors 6 months ahead of time if I'm flying international, or 2 months ahead of time if I'm flying for 4 months to a week in-state, or as early as I can if I'm in-state. As a traveling songwriter, singer, / speaker, or workshop coordinator, I try to let my doctors know as soon as I can so that I can get labs. And because I travel so much, typically when I see my doctors, they are always coming in saying, "Okay, Marlo, how's everything? And have you had any travels lately? Or where are we off to next?" So like my next international venture so far will be in September. I'll be in Italy for a music mission trip, and I'll be there for approximately 10 to 12 days. So I know already that by August, okay,
By August, I will have had my second set of labs. So I will start in July with labs, and then we'll get those labs back. If things are crazy or looking wild, that'll give me enough time to fix those labs, get another set of labs by August, and then fix whatever. I'll see those labs before I leave in September, and all those things will be fine. So give your doctors enough time to check labs, enough time to check labs so that if things are wrong or they look weird, give you enough time to fix them and be rechecked so that you will be able to go on your trip. Also, give your doctor enough time to check your labs. So if something is so detrimentally wrong, maybe it'll give you time to reschedule something. You know, hey, don't, and you know, this is why trip insurance is important. You know, I'll just put a tag in there for trip insurance. So do not leave to go out of the country or on a, you know, just a trip to another couple states over without lab work. Without lab work. If you have in your country, like I know I have in my state where I am, something called MyChart that allows me to have my labs online. Always have that, your most recent labs up to date. If you carry them with you, whatever you do, take care of labs. Get a complete, comprehensive set of labs so that you are always up to date, up to the minute, sure about what's going on in your body, things you need to be watching out for, so that you are in top condition, the as you know, as top level as you can be as a lupus warrior when you walk onto your mode, walk on or in to your mode of transportation to your vacation destination. All right, guys. So stay tuned for the phenomenon to follow and safe travels to you. Every podcast, I'll be introducing you to a phenomenon, a lupus warrior who travels their world, loves life, values others, is passionate about making a difference, and is real about their lupus journey. Don't be surprised if one day it's you. Stay tuned to meet this phenomenon to follow. This phenomenon is a patient advocate, a fighter, a Capitol Hill warrior. She started the hashtag Flare Not Flare. She's a podcaster of Lupus Uncensored, right along with her wife, Lupus Wifey. She gives a pure, unadulterated look at what it takes to be a lupus warrior on Lupus Uncensored, and Wifey gives a pure, unadulterated look at what it means to take care of a person with lupus. She's also the hair wolf in charge at the Lupus Wolf Pack of Official. Listen, she does not float like a butterfly. She howls like a wolf. She is Sarah the Lupus Trainer. Catch her on Instagram at The Lupus Trainer. Also, guys, listen, keep Sarah in prayer. She is under the weather. She is in the ring going pound for pound with lupus right now. Sarah is a phenomenon to follow. According to lupus.org, nearly 30% of people with lupus will test positive for antiphospholipid antibodies. Phospholipids found in lupus are also found in syphilis, and the blood test cannot always tell the difference between the two diseases. A positive result to a syphilis test does not mean that you have or have ever had syphilis. Approximately 20% of people with lupus will have a false positive syphilis test result. So, the more we know. Stay alert, people. Thanks for tuning in to the Radiant Navi podcast with your host, Radiant. You can catch me here every Thursday just for the month of May for Lupus Awareness Month. You can follow me on Instagram at Radiant Navi Podcast, Facebook at Radiant Navi Podcast, and for just all things Radiant, you can follow me on my website at RadiantMarlow.com. All right, guys, I'll see you back here next week for episode 4-4. You got documents for all things paper that we need to travel. All right, guys, go travel your world.